ENTO Field, Bonneville, Pontiac, Hockey on Lake Land Connect. It's your first intermission. Michael Menzies joined alongside head coach Chad Mercier. And, coach, you departed early this morning to take the big trip up northwest to take on the Grand Prairie Storm, the first of a pair head-to-head, and your first time seeing this team in person. So what's just the minds of the team here heading into this weekend?
Well, we've talked all week about elevating, our intensity and our play, our purpose within our play more consistently. And I think, this weekend is a weekend where we're going to need it. We're going to need 60-minute performances against this team to ensure that we give ourselves the best chance to have success.
Yeah, and a strange, kind of funny home weekend. And knowing that you're looking still for that first home win, and Friday you have the weirdness of the leak, we'll call it just the leak, quote-unquote, and then Saturday you bounce back, though, and a terrific victory against the Cannonmore Eagles. Does that settle a team down, particularly a young team, to just scratch off a first home win like that and not have something like that linger, considering you've played pretty well on the road?
Yeah, I don't know that home wins or not was, even something we even knew or focused on at all. You know, we felt early in the year that there's three or four times, obviously, that we played well enough at points to win some games, and then we didn't. So that told us we needed to be better, and we found ways to lose those ones. We won against Canmore, obviously. You know, our penalty kill is real, real good. Taking seven penalties isn't a recipe for success most nights, but you got to give the guys a lot of credit for. I really like their approach. We talked about specialty teams being an opportunity, especially the penalty kill, because sometimes you can take it as a negative, but an opportunity to create some momentum and really change games around. And I thought we had a real good approach that night to it, and we're going to need to be more disciplined tonight because we're playing against some firepower again. And then we want to see our power play get better and just overall stay with the plan and the purpose and the intensity. Sometimes for whatever reason in this game, it's almost like, okay, power play, we can relax. Well, it's got to be the opposite. And at times when we've played with that urgency in the power play, we've had success with it. At other times when we've just kind of got away from the plan and relaxed, we've been too casual on it. It hasn't been a great recipe for us.
Well, you underline those specialty teams numbers, and Grand Prairie, the best team in the league on the PK, Pontiac's right behind them there, and then sort of bunched together similarly with a power play that hasn't found the back of the net maybe as often as you'd like. But I know one thing that we've talked about a lot has been trying to find secondary scoring, and that's a big catalyst, I'm sure, why you're on the winning end of the Canmore game. And how have you been working in practice with some of these players or just throughout the week away from those game days to try to generate some more of that secondary scoring? What's the mindset there?
Well, we've tried some different things in practice combination-wise. We do a lot of game-specific type stuff that we can test some lines and some combinations out. You know, I think, moving Costantino up front so far, you got to give that young man a lot of credit for what he's done up front there, getting Niehaus back in the lineup. For a couple games, is starting to create a little bit of depth up there. They're still early in all that. I still think we got more to give up front. Part of it is, for me, is we just got to be a little more tenacious in getting the puck back at times. But then when we get it back, protect it. Make some plays under pressure. Put pucks in a good space. I think we still get the tendency in the middle part of the end of our lineup where we just take pucks and we start throwing pucks away. And we work hard to get it back, and then we give them right back. And so we're really working on protecting pucks, making some plays, in traffic, putting pucks into certain areas so we can retrieve it back and we can attack. And some of it's simplifying our game and having some shot mentality. And tonight we want to get to the front end. We want to shoot some pucks early.
Well, and we've talked a lot about the forwards, but let's touch on your defenders here. And, I'm sure every coach, particularly as you come in back your first season with this group, and you're trying to instill things about D-zone structure and how we want to play without the puck in our own zone. Where do you think that is right now with this team?
Well, I think our structure, if you watch our game in the last, take the White Court game out of it, the last three, four, five games, I go back even to the Calgary game on the road, our structure is coming, but there's no system or structure that doesn't work with without work and compete. And I still think our checking and our awareness away from the puck, but also our checking at the puck, has to continue to improve consistently throughout the lineup and shift in and shift out. I think, you know, we're getting people back in spots and in right areas to be able to break plays up. And at times we get caught standing watching and we get caught reaching and poking. And those are habits we got to get out of our game. And that will lead to some consistency and give us some more offensive zone time, which will allow us, again, to create some secondary stuff and create some more scoring chances.
A couple injuries, lineup changes to note. Deegan Kinnebert is going to be out due to injury, and Riley Budd as well. You know, you've had this tandem goalie situation with Nathan Salisbury and Riley Budd, so that allows the likes of Cade Mercier here to draw in as an affiliate, but just maybe touching your goaltending, and then, you know, a couple of these injuries, are these short-term, long-term that we have to worry about?
Yeah, we're hoping they're, you know, at this point, our short-term injuries, we're hoping sometime next week to see both guys back and getting ready to come back and play. You know, we'll see. There, it's kind of day by day here at this stage. You know, our goaltending, again, coming on the road, obviously, we're going to need, you know, we're going to need a strong performance. I think, you know, overall, Nathan, for a young guy, has done a pretty good job. He's been pretty solid. I think we're going to rely on some goaltending anytime you come for two games on the road in a rink like this against a veteran group. But also on the flip side of it, we're going to have to do our job, you know, without the puck as a team to limit those high-quality chances. And when they do get them, we're going to need some big saves.
Well, we'll see what you've drawn up on the whiteboard tonight, Coach. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.